But a car battery has to push around the alternator and push everything on the starter and everything. So it needs to be gutsy because it's got that work to do, that initial push.
We did. We was talking about things that are not necessarily brand leaders the other day. People who think they've got a bargain because they buy not a Sony video but a Popkiss video, and of course they get what they pay for. And the main story that came out of it, Johnny, was that people still go into their local news agents and try to buy four, let's say, at Duracells, and the news agent usually says, I've got these over here, there's 12 in that pack, if you want, that's only a pound. The people go, oh, good. Okay. And we had somebody who used 10 batteries on the journey to work. Anyone who's got those stories of using cut price, they thought they had a bargain and didn't, give us a call. I'm going to cut it just down to one other question, won't you? Because I like the battery thing and we went on about it.
Yeah.
But now it's up to you. I'll give you the choice of answering. What is the noise that pigeons make before they take off? Because their wings seem to squeak. There's still quite a lot in Trafalgar Square, and I was there again the other day doing some research for this question. And I looked at kept looking at it. As they take off, it goes, and it seems to come from their wings. Now you can have that one, or you can have, why don't we get goosebumps on the face?
Right, that one's very easy. Goosebumps on the face.
Okay.
Because your face, like the palms of your hand, there's lots and lots of nerves, and lots of blood rushes to your face. And your fingertips, wherever you use, there are more sensations, more nerves, where the place you use. You get goosebumps where there are less blood vessels, like on your arms.
Right.
There are less blood vessels because they're pumping it all to their hands. And so they need to react to keep you warm. They do that.
Okay.
By holding the blood in.
Okay. And last one, from suggested by someone about 10 minutes ago, why doesn't the back of a man's head go bald?
I don't know.
I think it's because you comb your hair more in the front.
You think so? It's loosened? You can loosen it up.
You always say comb your hair in the front.
It's quick U-turns on the headboard.
Johnny, thank you very much indeed for throwing your hat into the ring with questions you weren't expecting, but superbly answered, I think.
Yeah.
Perhaps I answer questions more entertaining than the answer, but that's not Johnny's business. Just last thing, were you ever offered the gig on How?
No, because I work for the other side.
Yeah, I know, but when Hal came on, didn't you suck a thoughtful tooth and think, oh, that's a...
No, it was already on when we started. It was already on. That was Hal, and Hal 2 with Carol and Fred Dinesh.
It's a good show, isn't it? Still a good show.
What?
You think it's too popular?
Qualified, yes. Well, what it is, when you give little items, like these now, you know, what our programs did, our programs were seamless.
Yeah.
You started on a simple question, like a how question,
yeah.
But for 25 minutes you developed it. So eventually you said a lot about a particular area of science or technology, and that we got more.
But now you think there's too many buzzers and bells and
yeah, they break it all up too much.
Well, that's thank you very much, Johnny Ball. That's going to knock Beckham's foot off the front page, isn't it? Ball, bad mouth, stymied. I think we've got it there.
Jack Hargreaves turns in grave.
Absolutely. You know, Zoe's dead, tears strip off how. I think that's it. Beckham's foot story's finished.